This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Two government officials gave impeachment investigators vivid recaps of the Trump administration's efforts to push Ukraine into investigating Democrats and former Vice President Joe Biden. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
In transcripts of their interviews last month, former White House Russia advisor Fiona Hill and Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman describe extraordinary scenes. They include Ambassador Gordon Sondland telling Ukrainians they need to investigate the Bidens in exchange for a coveted meeting with the president. They're the latest transcripts detailing what Democrats say was a clear abuse of office. Hours before they were released, the president insisted none of the testimony worries him.
In no cases that I see have I been heard.
He's preemptively bashing the public hearings Democrats will start next week. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. President Donald Trump rejected China's claim the United States and China have agreed to roll back some of the tariffs each side imposed on the other's goods during their ongoing trade war. Speaking outside the White House Friday, the president said China would like to have a rollback, but he has not agreed.
I'm very happy right now. We're taking in billions of dollars. I'm very happy. China would like to make a deal much more than I would.
Trump's remarks suggest that much work remains to be done at the bargaining table to end the bitter trade war that has hurt the world's two largest economies. China's Commerce Ministry said Thursday that the two countries had agreed to roll back some of the tariffs each side imposed on the other's goods during their ongoing trade dispute. Stock prices ended the week and the day higher on Wall Street Friday. The Dow was up 0.02%. The S&P added 0.26%, while the NASDAQ gained 0.48%. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Syria's warring parties say the first round of UN-mediated talks aimed at drafting a new constitution for their country has ended on a positive note. We get more from Lisa Schlein.
U.S. Special Envoy for Syria, Geir Pedersen, commends the two co-chairs of the government and opposition delegations for leading the discussions in a professional manner. He says all the issues related to the conflict in Syria and relevant to developing a new constitution have been addressed.
My hope is that the meetings of the Constitutional Committee can be a door opener to the broader political process.
The government co-chair of the committee, Ahmad Kuzbari, says a stable country can be achieved only by recognizing and drafting a constitution that preserves the unity, sovereignty, and territorial integrity of Syria. The opposition co-chair, Hadi al-Bahra, says the constitution can be a unifying force if it meets the aspirations of all Syrians. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkey's interior ministry said Friday that his country will begin to repatriate captured Islamic State militants to their home countries as of Monday. Emily Spickel of Reuters reports.
Turkey has long criticized its European allies for refusing to take back Islamic State fighters who are their citizens. And on Friday, the country's interior minister warned they were taking matters into their own hands, saying Turkey would start sending back captured jihadists from Monday, even if their citizenship had been revoked.
We're telling them, we'll repatriate these people to you and we're starting as of Monday. We'll repatriate these people no matter what they do. They'll object and say we revoked their citizenship. Do whatever you want with them.
The announcement comes as a senior Kurdish leader warns the European Union could face a wave of returning battle-hardened Islamic State fighters from Syria.
That is Emily Spickel of Reuters. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that Russia slays political opponents while China's tactics would be horrifyingly familiar to former East Germans. Reuters' Emma McCarthy has details.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo didn't hold back in his criticism of China and Russia on Friday in a speech in Berlin.
Today, Russia, led by a former KGB officer stationed in Dresden, invades its neighbors and slays political opponents. In China, the Chinese Communist Party is shaping a new vision of authoritarianism, one that the world has not seen for an awfully long time.
Pompeo was speaking in Germany to mark 30 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall, the Cold War's most potent symbol.
That's Reuters correspondent Emmer McCarthy. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.